Texte numéro 109. UK finds that green business is good business. Fly above coastal Britain and chances are you will see wind turbines, rows of white pinwheels turning slowly just offshore. Britain tops the world in electricity generated by offshore wind farms, and their output accounts for about 11% of the country's electricity. The turbines helped Britain pass a milestone. In 2019, more electricity was generated from sources like wind and solar and nuclear power that produced no carbon dioxide emissions than from carbon-emitting fuels like natural gas and coal. In fact, over the last three decades, according to figures collected by the World Resources Institute, a Washington-based non-profit group that tracks climate change, Britain has reduced carbon dioxide generated in the country by about 40%, more than any other major industrialised country. Emissions in the United States rose by about 3% over that period. In China, which saw huge economic expansion, emissions grew nearly 400%. All of that happened before the coronavirus slammed Britain and the rest of the world. In the short run, the economic contraction caused by the virus and efforts to contain it will pull emissions sharply down, analysts say. In April, for instance, demand in Britain for electric power, still a large emitter, had dipped 15%, according to Ember, a non-profit that advocates the phase-out of coal. For much of this time, the use of coal, a major source of emissions, has dropped to zero, crowded out by clean energy like wind and solar. Road traffic, another major source of emissions, has also fallen sharply. Analysts say one crucial question is whether a public battered by the fallout from the pandemic will retain its enthusiasm for tackling climate change. In the longer run, the British government may put further funds into renewable technologies as part of an effort to spark an economic recovery once the pandemic fades. Rishi Sunak, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, said at a news conference on May 29th that offshore wind was one of the areas he might favour for such a programme. The boom in turbines can largely be traced to the Climate Change Act of 2008. A piece of legislation adopted in Parliament with broad political support. It set in motion a series of regulatory guideposts that the country would be legally required to follow over the coming decades to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions responsible for climate change. Many countries could learn a lot from the UK, said Kelly Levin, a senior associate at the World Resources Institute. Britain has managed to make significant cuts in its greenhouse gas output, while still maintaining a relatively strong economy, she said. Adapted from the New York Times, June 2020.